Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. This is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. I'm really grateful that you're here with me, listening, subscribing, commenting. I really appreciate the support. In this video, I wanted to speak to you about deprogramming the populace. It's a very crazy notion, and I'm sure you're thinking, whoa, she's kind of going off the deep end. But I wanted to kind of share this with you because recently I've been getting a lot of messages or comments from people because I've been getting a little bit more active on my platforms with all of the injustices that I've been noticing around the world. I've been kind of really getting into my feminist mode because I've been kind of hiding from it and afraid of it. But now I'm really like, no, this is enough. Enough is enough. Enough nonsense. I need to share my voice, and even if no one listens, at least I can say that I was not silent, because that would be the silent mind killer that I don't want. And so I've been sharing a lot about the BLM movement, how I support it. I support the trans movement. I'm supporting the LGBTQ community. I've been supporting all of the feminist movements. I've been supporting all these different things, and obviously posting about it on my social media, not just supporting it in my head, which I used to do before, because I was too afraid. And so, of course, I get lots of people commenting, and particularly one comment that I've been getting a lot is, you know, what's the point? What's the point of the BLM movement? What's the point of the trans movement? I don't see any changes happening because of it at all. In fact, it's divided the people more so than actually uniting them in the fight. And I think it's completely useless. And I think it's a deterrent, and it's actually a distraction, right? Now, I have many things to say to that. But one of the main things I was kind of thinking about it, because of course, whenever someone comments like that, at first I get angry and I'm like, God damn, how dare you? You know, obviously, I start swearing in my head and doing all that. But then I start thinking about it usually afterwards, and I'm like, all right, this person's obviously saying something. Let's think about it and let's try to think if it's actually true. Maybe they're actually not crazy in the head and they actually are saying something useful that would be useful for you to talk about, right? Or to think about at least. And so I started thinking about it, and I thought to myself, you know, actually, what I think what's probably happening in this person's mind and a lot of people's mind when they're looking at the movements and thinking, well, nothing's changed, everything's the same, and everything exactly, what's the point, right? They're probably forgetting the fact that most revolutions take hundreds of years, really, or at least decades for them to come to fruition. And there's not just the fact that you're doing the movement and then you do some kind of revolution and a year later everything is fine. That's how books work. That's how novels work. That's how TV shows work. That's how movies are, right? Like, that's how the fake reality that we create on television works. So you read a book like Hunger Games and you're like, yeah, she broke the system in a year. She changed the world in 3 years, you know? But if you look at the real world, and if you look at our history, and if you go back into any kind of history of any country, you'll see that if there was a revolution in that country, it took hundreds of years at least, if not decades, for any kind of change to manifest once the populace decided that enough was enough, right? So the populace decided, all right, cool, yeah, you know, they've been doing this nonsense for years now. I'm really sick and tired of it. I can't stand it anymore. I want to fight against it. And enough people decide, okay, this is enough. I want to fight against it. And then they start fighting against it. At first, it's tumultuous. It's chaotic. It's crazy. People get hurt. It's not really done in the right way. There's things happening where you're like, what's going on here? And it's chaotic, as I said. And so at first, it feels like everything is just going out into the wrong direction, right? But that's what a revolution looks like. It's not something that's very, like, organized, like a lot of movies would have you portray. Or it's not like just like, okay, this is the step-by-step delineation. Okay, step A, you do this. Step B, you do that. And step C, you're free. That's not how it works, right? And so a lot of what we're doing right now, a lot of what we're kind of witnessing right now as individuals with the BLM movement and the trans movement is that kind of notion of things are changing, but slowly, right? Very slowly. Like trickle, like slowly, like very, very, like little drip by drip. It's kind of little by little changing the world, and it's going to take a little bit of time. The point is that at least we've started, right? At least we started looking at it and saying, all right, no, this isn't enough. I don't like it anymore, and I don't want to deal with it anymore, and I think something really drastic needs to happen in order for things to change. And, you know, we've been fighting against it in the background for years now. Civil rights movement started 60 years ago, and we're still in the same mode. So of course we need to do something really crazy and drastic in order to make things happen, right? And so that's what we're noticing right now as individuals. We're looking at it from the outside in and we're like, whoa, it looks chaotic, it looks like nothing's happening, but it is. Little by little, people's notions, people's minds are being changed. And that's what it is about the deprogramming of the populace that I was thinking about, is that, you know, we all have these programs or notions in our heads, these conditionings. And what right now is happening is that little by little, those conditionings are being changed little by little, very little by little, like really, like just like such at a, such a slow pace that sometimes it might seem that you're going backwards rather than moving forwards, right? I've noticed many posts over the last few months of people who completely didn't believe that there was anything wrong with America, that actually America is completely fine and completely non-racist. And all of a sudden they realize, looking at all the stories that Black people are sharing that, oh my God, my America is not as great as I thought it was. And they've changed their mind and started supporting the BLM movement. And little by little, more and more people are going to start realizing that, and little by little, deprogrammed so that more and more people will reach that tipping point. And that's when the revolution really takes effect. That's when it really starts showing effect. And that's when you're really like, ah, yes, now I see it. Now it's actually, something's happening. And something's actually changing. In fact, unfortunately, because most of us spend most of our time reading books or watching TV shows where things happen very fast. Like basically in a book, everything's resolved. You know, you finish the book and everything's resolved. Or you watch a TV show and by the end of season one or two, everything's resolved, right? Everything's fixed. And so our notion of time and the way revolutions and change is supposed to work is completely skewed. We think it should happen like that. It does not happen like that. In fact, it probably won't even happen in our generation. We've started it perhaps, and perhaps it'll die out in our generation. It'll be like, well, we started it, but if there wasn't enough impetus and it died out. Maybe the next generation will start it and it'll stick and it'll keep on going. But the problem is that we have this weird notion that it should just be like, all right, we go out and protest, everything's cool, everyone gets it, everything's changed, perfect, we come back and we're able to live a peaceful life after that. That's not how it works. You know that that's not how it works, but you have this weird notion in your head that it should work that way. And so you're sitting there thinking, well, they're kind of useless, aren't they? I mean, they're going around breaking things, rioting and doing all that stuff and nothing's changed. And what's the point? And, you know, they didn't give me anything and I didn't get anything from them. And, you know, they should just go back home and just rest and, you know, not do all this and not rock the boat and blah, blah, right? And really, as I said, you know, you're thinking of it in the perspective of time and thinking that, well, it should have been finished by now. It's been a few months already, right? Like, come on. I mean, there is something like racism, which is so freaking ingrained into the system. That's why they call it systemic racism. When it's completely ingrained into the system, it takes a generation of deprogramming. It takes decades of deprogramming in order for it to be removed from the system. And that's what's happening right now. That's why it feels so chaotic. That's why it feels so uncomfortable right now to look at what's going on in the world, because you're looking at it and thinking, whoa, that's the real deprogramming, and it really affects everyone and it really jolts them out of their programs. And that's why it's uncomfortable. You're looking at it and you're thinking, gosh, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to deal with this. Of course you don't, because you've been programmed into a certain way of thinking and suddenly telling you, nope, that's not how it works. And all of a sudden you're being pushed or jolted out of your comfort zone. And most people don't like that. People just want to sit into their comfort zone, watch TV every day, Netflix, binge and eat, and not worry about what's going on in the world, right? Especially if it doesn't affect them, especially if they're Caucasian and they're like, well, it doesn't affect me, so why bother? Well, the problem is that eventually everyone's going to be affected by it. Even if you're white, eventually the racism that is ingrained in the system is going to affect everyone, right? It's just the way it is. It's not just going to be, oh, we're all against black people or we're all against Jewish people like they were in the Hitler's time. It's going to be eventually, you're going to see that the entire world is going to be affected by this racism that's inherent in the system right now, right? Because eventually everything's going to be like, well, you're not black, but you're white and you have this black sister or like black half-sister or your mother was half black or whatever it might be. Eventually everything is going to become congealed enough or coagulated enough. Everyone's going to be mixed enough that everyone's going to be affected by it, you know, unless we go the Aryan route where we kind of eliminate everyone who's not white. I hope that doesn't happen. But in general, what we're kind of going towards right now is a deprogramming of the populace. That's why it's so uncomfortable. That's why it's taking so much time. And that's why it's going to be chaotic. It's going to take you time. It's going to take them time. And please be patient with it. Please be patient with the BLM movement. Please be patient with all the different movements and revolutions that are going on in the world. This is what it's all about. It's about time, giving them patience, giving them the opportunity to fight against the system, to deprogram all the people that have been programmed over their lives to believe that racism is normal, that black people are, like white people are above black people or black people are below white people somehow, you know? All of these notions have to be changed little by little, and it's going to take time and it needs patience. It's just not going to change overnight. It just won't change over 2020, you know, it'll take years, decades maybe a generation or two, who knows, right? So I wanted to share this because I feel frustration when, you know, I look at the people who are like, well, they should have been done by then, you know, it's over, why are they still fighting? I feel frustrated because I'm like, I understand, you know, I understand your frustration. I understand that you're, you know, thinking, I just want to live a peaceful life. But looking at the way the world is working and looking at how people are being treated on this planet, I really can't imagine anyone sitting back and thinking, wow, the world is in such a good position and everything's just perfect. No, things are not going well. Women are not being treated well. Children are not being treated well. People of color are not being treated well. Minorities are not being treated well. There's 100,000 reasons why nature is not being treated well. Animals are not being treated well. And there's 100,000 reasons why we should be changing the systems, but we're not, because we're so ingrained in them. So again, I hope this makes sense. If you have questions about this, obviously comment below and I shall talk a little bit more about it. And I shall see you guys in the next video. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.